Yeah, to correct you, that wasn't blindside. That was straight on front side. It wasn't from the back. He just didn't see him from the front, which is rare, right?
Yeah, very rare. Now, I mean, I listen, I don't know anything about playing quarterback. I don't know a whole lot about all of the offense and different things like that. Drew, I would say this before anything. I would maybe wonder if the person running out immediately on a pass is supposed to be the hot read, right? Like, so there's thoughts of...
He was open.
He's open, right? Like, that open. Might be the hot if you see a certain amount of players going. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on that. We'll let the head coach validate or confirm or, you know, shot
one thing about
shot
that play, it's
notions.
Rare to see a quarterback take a front shot like that.
Yeah.
It's like, Kay called it blindside. It was actually the front side, but Malik Willis did not see it. And the fact that he stayed in the game, he is one tough hombre.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he stayed in the game and was able to get up after that, I mean, that one shook my fillings loose 7 stories up in the press box.
Yeah, and I felt cold after that hit. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be frustrated and not have a whole lot of expectation going forward. That dude played ballsy here today. And I will say this on her point about the Jaden Reed play call. I know people are eviscerating Matt LaFleur for that decision. I think the tough thing is, Drew, the yards per carry would suggest that you were just gashing the Bears up the middle. It wasn't that easy, especially in the short yardage situations, to be able to get movement. So I don't hate the decision, but the execution was brutal on that play, no doubt about it.
Let's grab one more call before we get to Matt LaFleur. Let's talk to Kevin, who's leaving Lambeau Field. Kevin, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I am very upset. I was claiming that this is my Super Bowl. Like, this game is my Super Bowl. And, you know, it wasn't that, you know, it was a brutal game. Matt LaFleur tried stuff out. I'm not mad we lost, but how that punt return cannot happen. Cannot happen.
Agreed.
Why are we not blocking left?
That was a college play.
Why are we blocking left and there's no coverage left? It was crazy to me. It drives me crazy. Like, special teams needs to be ready to go at this point in the game. I don't mind Matt LaFleur trying new stuff out, making mistakes. That's fine. But that is inexcusable.
I mean, yeah, it's a 94-yard trick play against you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. I don't know what else to say on that.
Yeah.
But it's also great execution. Why are they not protecting left? Because they all thought the ball was to the right, and the one gunner cuts inside and losing contain. So, like, if we want to pin it on one cat for allowing that to go, sure. There's 11 dudes out there, and it looked like there were a couple of guys that were going to have opportunities, and one dude was yanked over, and that's why he was unable to make the play. But again, you got to tip your cap on some of these deals. They've obviously had that one in for a while. That's not why you lose the football game.
No.
However, it's how this kind of stuff happens, and the reaction to that, Drew. I understand the caller's point, frustrated that it happens. The reaction to it, I think, is even worse, where on the sideline, there's not a whole lot of juice at all, and it's a look of, man, what else is going to go wrong here? Like,
yeah.
They're going to pull that out on us? That reaction is one of a team that was waiting for something to go wrong.
That is right. All right, we're going to hear from Packers coach Matt LaFleur. We're going to hear from a whole bunch of players from down in the locker room. But right now, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Packers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt, back with you from Lambeau Field. Packers OT. The Bears beat the Packers 24-22. Cairo Santos gets his revenge for having his a potential game winner blocked at Soldier Field weeks ago. He walks off the Packers after with a 51-yarder that answered Brandon McManus's 55-yarder. Lots to unpack from today.
Onions.
But let's send it right back down to the locker room. Our locker room report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur following the loss.
We know we got a tough road in front of us, but I think got one that guys are going to attack for sure.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties here on the Packers OT. I heard some on hold music. I was like,
I felt like
I was at the dentist office.
Yeah, I could rock out to some of that if you really wanted to.
877-794-1973. Let's go back downstairs to the coach. Our report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
In the elevator?
It was a, I would say, a kind of a sloppy game all in all. had far too many miscues. We knew going into the game that you better win the ball. And we had the two turnovers that one of them certainly led to points. The other one we busted a protection, and as we're driving in the second half and coughed it up there. And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Just got caught in a situation where we were planning on going for it, and they felt like Brandon could make that field goal. And hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the time out because it gave him obviously way too much time to go down and operate. So, like I told the team, I mean, that's on me. That can't happen. So it's just we got to wipe this as soon as possible. Like it's a new season now. It's everybody's 0-0. We knew we were going to have to go on the road, so we're going to have to go on the road to Philly, and we'll figure out what day we play, and we'll have a plan in place. But obviously, very disappointed right now.
Did you, Jordan, have gotten that timeout on third down before you ran it?
Yeah, you could have. I mean, we thought we had something going, you know, with some of the no huddle stuff, just pounding the ball in there. They were in 3-week. We didn't get the Z to motion across, so we were kind of out leveraged there, and then we lost yardage. So wasn't anticipating that, but that was the circumstance, and that's why I called the timeout, because we went backwards, you know, because I was planning on going for it right there.
Jordan have gone back in, and you just hold him out as a precaution?
Yeah, he was good to go back in. In fact, we thought that there was a chance that he was going to have to go back in the game because Malik got his thumb hit, and he couldn't really feel it. So, but we, you know, I thought Malik went in there, and I thought he played tough, man. I thought he did a lot of good things. He gave guys an opportunity. Malik Heath came through with some big catches. Jaden Reed made some big catches. All those guys competed, and that's why it's just so disappointing, because I felt like our guys went out there and they played hard, and I thought our defense for the most part dominated. But when you give up a return for a touchdown and then they get a short field like they did in that first half, that's just too much.
Before their field goal, it looked like you guys were given the middle of the field there. What's the time limit on when, you know?
Typically, it's 12 seconds. That's usually what we go by. Third and 15, you know, I wasn't anticipating them getting a slant for however many 20 yards or whatever it was, and they went down. We weren't slow off the pile, and they were able to clock it. And so, all in all, it's bad ball.
An idea of how serious Christian's knee is?
Yeah, I'm not super confident about that right now.
So how do you, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter because of the playoff seeding and all that, but how do you get these guys turned around in a hurry and kind of reset?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's just the nature of this beast. Is certainly didn't want to go into the playoffs like this, but that's our circumstance, and so we got to be tough-minded and got to be critical, and just got to flip the script as soon as possible and move on to the next game. And like I said, it's a whole new season, and if we know we got a tough road in front of us, but I think got one that guys are gonna attack for sure.
Matt, you know, you strip away all the crazy stuff that happened today, but the first couple of drives with Jordan when everybody's in the game and you just can't seem to get anything going in the passing game, just from your observation, what is going wrong with the pass game?
Yeah, it hasn't been good. I mean, you know, credit them. They did a nice job. And it is extremely frustrating right now. So I think that's something that we're going to have to take a deep dive into, and we have been. It's not like it's anything new, but we got to do a better job.
Given the circumstances today, you have a playoff spot locked up no matter what happens. Do you feel like that had any effect on your team's just mental sharpness coming in?
I don't know. I mean, I think everything's fair game right now. I mean, in terms of just all of us, it's a collective, and it always starts with me. And like I said, I'm disappointed that I put our team in that situation at the end of the game, because just being indecisive, and you can't do that in those critical moments, because it came back and burned us.
Matthew, you talked about how Jordan would have been good to go to return. What was the balancing act of deciding whether or not he did return?
Well, that's a great question. It was just once Malik said he was good to go, we felt like that was the route we wanted to go.
Was there any part of you that said, well, maybe put Love back in there and get him going again, you know, going heading into the playoffs, just to try to get some rhythm in the offense?
Yeah, it definitely crossed my mind. But, you know, I thought, again, just it, I think it's harder to, you know, you start a game, you come out of the game, then to go back in the game. Just thought it was, especially with what had transpired with Christian, and we, you know, like we played Josh limitedly, so just went the other route.
Was Watson being active dependent on Romeo?
Yeah, that had a lot to do with it. Yeah.
What was Romeo's? Oh, was it serious?
He's just no. I think he'll be good. He was in no shape to be able to go today. I mean, he tried. He came in. He tried. But he's got some bug going on.
Matt, the first time you guys played these guys, you were critical of yourself for running that, whatever it was, the horizontal run to Reed in the red zone. And then it wasn't the same play this time, but you did it again in the red zone. Do you have to scrap that play, just the horizontal?
Not necessarily. I mean, if we make a block, we're in a pretty good shape. I mean, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. It's something we saw on tape. And obviously, when it doesn't work out, you can say that about a lot of plays throughout the course of a game. But yeah, it's disappointing. And that's, I felt like we were getting pretty good movement too. Like with our downhill runs, those were pretty effective. That's why we called one towards the end of the game, and just didn't get the right communication in to the guys.
Did the script for Josh pretty much go according to plan all in the early second quarter, like you did?
Well, I wouldn't say anything went according to plan today. So the whole plan was to try to get up, you know, and pull guys. But that just, it never happened.
So how do you get the, what happened on that punt? How do you avoid a replay of that?
Well, you know, it was a good scheme by them. They had the punter on, or the returner on one side. We had the left punt, and they got us. So kudos to them.
Is there a way to avoid that happen? Is there, I mean, there's going to be some sort of communication, but how do you communicate?
Absolutely. I think you just, it goes down to, you know, making sure we get, hopefully we can talk. We knew, first of all, going into the game that anything could come our way, you know, in terms of whether it was on teams, offense or defense, a team coming in here, you know, end of the season, probably going to throw everything at you. And they got us on that one. It was a deceptive that worked. So, I think we got to do it. We just got to get back at it. We got to obviously coach it much better to not allow something like that to happen.
This is a different kind of week because games outside this game influenced you guys. At any point, were you able to get a score update across the league at all?
Yeah, I was informed of what was going on. So and that game was tight as it could be. So, I mean, obviously, knowing that, how tight it was, and I know the outcome, that Washington pulled it out, correct? Obviously didn't have much bearing to the fact that they won, but I still think for us as a team, for the psyche, I mean, certainly as the game got tight at the end, we were trying to win the game.
It's not like you were in the dark during the game. You knew that game was down.
Correct, yeah.
Matt, is there any doubt that Jordan would play next week? You feel like that?
Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
Just as a whole about your team's psyche and how they're playing going into Philly next weekend?
Well, I think there's elements that are up to the standard, and then there's certainly some things that aren't going quite as smoothly. But bottom line is we got to, like I said, it's 0-0 from here on out, and we got to try to do the things that we feel like we can have some success with and really lean into that. And we know it's going to be a great challenge. Philly's a hell of a team, and they do it really in every phase of the game, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. So it's not an easy environment to play, but, you know, we had a hell of a game with them week one. And unfortunately, we're on the wrong side of that. But we just got to get back at the drawing board and approach the week and, like I said, flush this game as quickly as possible and move on.
Pretty good advice for everybody. Flush this game as quickly as possible. Packers lose 24-22. That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Our locker room report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And, Billy, that is his first ever loss to the Chicago Bears. And the Packers do finish the season, their regular season, with an 11-6 mark. and 1-5 against their neighbors in the NFC North.
That's something else. Like that's one of the craziest parts of the entire season, where you're going to look at right now. We already will look and judge how the regular season feels, compare it against last year, because that's what we do in sports talk radio. And we will all week long, and we'll parse through it as to which team is in a better position, which team has a better opportunity. I'll tell you this, Drew. This team needs to be able to find some momentum. And listening to Matt talk about, as the game got longer, we wanted to win the game. That kind of speaks to, I think, what we were talking about earlier, where this team felt a little tight late into the game. And maybe the circumstance leaned in on that. And if you can go and cut it loose, I still like this team's opportunity to beat anybody in football. But they can't beat anybody in football if they play tight like that and afraid to really let it rip. And let's be honest, afraid of playing not to lose and instead going and playing to win. That's how they were playing last year going into the postseason. Excited to see if they can get back to it. And I understand the result will not give you a whole lot of confidence going up against that team in Philadelphia, but listening to Matt LaFleur, and understandably so, Drew, it gives them some confidence going into the game because they know that they can hang with them and they know that they can be right there in a one-score game and probably beat them.
Getting a lot of traffic on the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line, 877-794-1973. We will spin through plenty more of your calls. You got us until 6 o'clock, and then we are truly and now officially on to Philadelphia. We don't know what time that game is. If you're looking at websites, it may say that it's a noon start on Sunday, but a lot of times that's just like a placeholder.
Just standard.
Card.
Yep, good
that
call.
Is just because
yep.
That's, I was just gonna say that's boilerplate. Yep. The Packers could play Saturday. We don't know. They could play Sunday. We don't know yet what time. We know they're going to be playing in Philadelphia. That much we are aware of. And that is, again, there's nothing the Packers could have done, even if this game had gone the other way and had the Packers not lost 24-22 by virtue of the Commanders winning in Dallas. Packers are headed to Philadelphia. All right, we'll take your reaction to Matt LaFleur's comments. We'll hear from Jordan Love and other players as we move forward here on Packers OT. We're having a blast today. Despite the loss, Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fries.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN is part of the bigger Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin. Remember, we still have 540 AM WAUK with compelling talk shows that you can hear anywhere throughout Racine and Racine County. From the mornings with Earl Ingram and Jane Matinair, afternoons with Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn, we have the talk that's compelling and matters to you on the Civic Media Network. Hear it on 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club, the Gaslight Circle.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
In the shotgun, receivers right and left here at the handoff. Jacobs up the middle, blasting in the five, to the end zone. He's in! Touchdown, Green Bay! And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands. 9-yard touchdown run, Josh Jacobs.
Touchdown by Josh Jacobs, setting a franchise record for scoring a touchdown in 8 consecutive games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Packers OT, Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt back from Lambeau Field, where the Packers lose today 24-22 to the Chicago Bears. That touchdown by Josh Jacobs was important. He capped his day, he got done early today because, well, why expose him to injury?
Yeah.
6 carries, 44 yards. And that touchdown, oh, that was important because Sargento backs the Pack and the community with Touchdowns for Hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. That means a Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger donation of $104,000 this regular season, benefiting Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers. I know it's not time yet for a look around the league, Billy, but we've got news out of New England.
There's
already a change afoot.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo being relieved of his head coaching duties, fired after just 1 year. So get this, after 24 years of Bill Belichick as your head coach, it just took 1 year to realize he's not Bill Belichick, so get him on out of here.
That's right.
Very interesting, as you always wonder what jobs will open up, what ones we thought we're going to be open and no longer will be available at the end of the year. I'm looking down in Dallas. So always fun, even though we realize that there are a lot of lives at stake here and a lot of livelihoods and families affected. There's a human element to this, which is tough. But Gerard Mayo, gone after just 17 games. Makes sense, though, if you think about it this way. There are a lot of fan bases that are frustrated. The New England Patriots would be the number one because they came in today, Drew, needing just one thing to happen for them to lock up the number one overall pick. Lose to the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Narrator, they did not lose to the Buffalo Bills. They no longer have the number one overall pick that goes to the Titans.
Going
to
swing back to the U.S. Cellular talking text line. But first, I'd like to remind our smart and good-looking listeners that Chevrolet is proud to be the best-selling brand in Wisconsin and the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy and your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. All right, 877-794-1973. The U.S. Cellular talking text line is buzzing. Always is, but especially after a frustrating day like
very
today.
Upset, yeah.
Dan and Krivitz is with us. Dan, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I got you loud and clear, Dan.
So, a lot of things. Very frustrating. First of all, we'll talk about the Pro Bowl. How does Alexander go to the Pro Bowl?
He's not a Pro Bowler.
He
was listed
alternate.
As one of the alternates.
He's an alternate, yeah.
The three Pro Bowlers for the Packers were Rashawn Gary, Xavier McKinney, and Josh Jacobs. And congratulations, Dan.
Right.
Go ahead, Dan.
Right. So, after McManus kicks the field goal, actually before McManus kicks the field goal, we get the ball from the fumble. Between first and second down, Malik Willis snaps the ball with 29 seconds left on the play clock. Between second and third down, he snaps the ball with 19 seconds left on the play clock. Now, granted, the Bears did have one timeout. That's 48 seconds. After we kick the field goal, thank God we had McManus, heck of a field goal.
Yeah.
And they return the ball, that little whatever they did there, and we tackle them around the 20. Guess how many seconds the Bears have left? 48 seconds. LaFleur, man, you need to tell Malik this.
Well, yes, and Dan, appreciate the call and appreciate you holding on. Listening to Matt LaFleur discuss it, I think a large portion of it, Drew, was the indecision and the indecisiveness of not knowing how long they were going to, how far they needed to get to have that kick go through, right? I don't think they fully realized or thought of or knew how close they needed to be for that to go through. And Matt talked about it when he took the timeout. And Rich Bisaccia is like, no, he's good from 55. And that's when they trot him out there. I think that's part of it. And I'm not excusing it. I agree with you that it's a misplay. The head coach also just mentioned it. But I'm just giving you the rationale as to what it was. I don't think they anticipated. When they get the fumble, they're at, what, the 43? Yeah, I don't think they were planning on kicking a 60-yard field goal in the 10-degree weather. So they wanted to know how far they had to get, and not getting a first down didn't allow you to really recalibrate and know, okay, now we can milk the clock. Now we're comfortable. Let's take this thing down to triples to, you know, 3 seconds on the clock and kick this bad
boy. The first play of that sequence was a 6-yard pass from Malik Willis to Malik Heath, right?
In which could have probably gone for a sizable gain if the ball is, you know, more on him. But
it's true. And then it was a shotgun run up the middle to Emmanuel Wilson for 2 yards. And then they try to go to the well again on 3rd and 2 from the 35. This is the play where if they get a first down there, then you can walk in and you can shave the clock and you can do whatever you want and you're in field goal range and everything. But that was, to me, the pivotal play, and it was a great play. Tip your cap to the Bears defense, because on 3rd and 2, they dropped Emmanuel Wilson for a 2-yard loss. And that's what caused the whole cacophony of the timeout. And apparently, Brandon McManus, Bisaccia knew this. Like, they were going to go to 58 with him. Was that was the outside of his range, and they were at 55. So they thought, oh, it's a no brainer. We're going to go.
We're good. Yeah.
But it didn't. You know, didn't. The communication wasn't there. That whole sequence was a little off.
Yeah, and to one of our texters' points here on the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line text version, is Matt LaFleur a decent manager of game clock situations? Drew, I think we watch the NFL. We see that not anybody, none of these head coaches are elite time management experts, right?
Yeah. Everybody with a Madden controller is better.
Much better, because it does. Crazy, you put one of these headsets on, you're actually on the sidelines with 77,000 people screaming at you, so it's easy to just place yourself in that spot. But it's something that should be a lot easier, but every coach, it feels like, in the league makes it very, very difficult to manage the clock.
Squeezing another call, our buddy Justin from North Carolina is on line 2 of the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line. Justin, welcome to Packers OT.
Hey, man, thank you two gentlemen for doing this all year. It's been a hell of a year with you guys doing this, man. A lot of bad things happened today. I saw a lot of positive things, man. First of all, hope that Watson is good and he heals fast, and hopefully he can be out there next Sunday. I don't know how quickly he will be or not. I got full faith in Matt LaFleur. I got full faith in the Green Bay Packers. I know he made an error. He said he did. I think this team will go well, and I'm going to drive up to Philadelphia and watch him win. I got one question for you guys, though. On that second down play with Caleb Williams, threw that ball from his knees. Why was that not intentional grounding?
Wondered about that. And there were those who thought he might have been down in a sack, but apparently he got rid of it just before his knee hit.
By a whisker is how it doesn't. Totally thought his knee was down, but I'll have to go back and look at it. I didn't notice really anybody
in the vicinity.
Where
was he in relation to the tackles?
And
someone
and
10 yards down the field that he could have legitimately made a case to. Yeah, that's one we were looking at, and there was a lot of things at play on that, Justin.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Clay Martin's crew left a lot to question about. Like, the officiating was not A1 seemingly all day long, especially his ability to turn on and off his microphone in the stadium was not good today.
Not good. Neither was the result. Packers lose today 24-22. They are on to Philadelphia. Now, once again, the loss had no bearing on their playoff seeding or their assignment for next week, because Washington won at Dallas in the final seconds. Almost, I think those plays were 15 or 20 seconds apart.
Yeah, if that, yeah.
Cairo Santos drilled
a
field goal to seal the Packers' loss today, and then at just almost the same time, the Commanders won. So what happened today at Lambeau had no bearing on the seeding, and I guess that's kind of a silver lining.
And the interesting part of it is, Drew, like, you think of these three teams, because we'll just go with the Packers, Eagles, and Commanders in how they attack this final week. Philadelphia, anybody that is you know, potentially breathing on the football next week, I don't think played outside of maybe Dallas Goedert. Then the Commanders played their players, and then Jaden Daniels didn't play the second half. Coach's decision. Marcus Mariota came in. They had scored 3 points and were down, I believe, 6-3 going into halftime. And then the Packers lose Jordan Love with what is being described as an elbow injury. We'll hear from the Packers quarterback coming up, but Matt LaFleur did say he has no ill feelings about him playing next week. He will be good to go and would have been able to go back into the football game. So everybody has different ways of handling a game like today, where ultimately the result, whatever it was going to be here in Green Bay, didn't matter to what the Packers have next week. The only thing that was affected are the vibes, and understandably so, vibes are a little low right now.
And the worst part of the vibes, and Justin, I appreciate the optimism, but I would not count on Christian Watson playing on
Sunday. That's a tough deal.
Not looking likely. All right, we're going to be back. We'll hear from Jordan Love and others as we move forward. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Vice President General Manager Chris Morrow. If you'd like to join our team, we're looking for people who are interested in helping local businesses spread the word about what they do and who they help, what they sell, what they service on WRJN. We have existing openings for account executives on our staff. I'd love to hear from you, maybe have a conversation. 262-634-3311. Give me a call Monday morning, 634-3311.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Gotta get this ball back.
Single safety high, Green Bay. Packers pressed up on the line of scrimmage. Under center is Williams. Quick toss left side, DJ Moore. He fumbles the football. The Packers have it. DJ Moore on the catch, fumbled the ball. It's Green Bay football inside the Chicago 45. Wow! Bullard gathered it in.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting stuff. A highlight there from the Packers defense. Packers OT continues from Lambeau Field. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt. The Bears walk off the Packers 24-22 today. Time for our hardest working player of the game, brought to us by Manitou, handling your world with best for the best construction, agriculture, and industrial equipment in North America. Visit a Manitou dealer near you or learn more at Manitou.com. Now, Billy, I had thought Carrington Valentine could have been a good candidate for our hardest working player of the game. Would have been a good candidate. Pretty nice day, but you have a thought about a guy who we saw flash once again. Been talking about him almost every week.
And again, you hear the coop chants, right? Did you not hear those chants coming down a couple of different times? Man, Edgar Cooper was leaving it on the field today. Ends up with just one TFL and one quarterback hit, but he's all around the football. There was a couple of opportunities for him to have more TFLs. And listen, the more you see him make plays, the more and more you're going to see teams start scheming against Edgar Cooper. But if they're going to be able to slow down Saquon Barkley next week, which is going to have to be their recipe, right? Like, being able to slow down and stop Saquon is going to have to be the only way anybody's going to knock Philadelphia out of the playoffs. Edgar Cooper is going to be a huge reason why, if that's going to be what the Packers are able to do in 1 week's time.
Seven tackles, four solo, and a quarterback hit, and a fumble recovery for Edgar Cooper, our hardest working player.
Heck of a line.
Brought to us by Manitou. All right, U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line 877-794-1973 gets you through. We've got Matt in Union Grove, been waiting a while to talk to us. Matt, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Hey, good afternoon. Just wanted to mention that I guess I have very, very low expectations for the playoffs. I hate to say that because I love my Packers. They have for decades here. But I think about the fact that the NFC North has six games each team plays. Both the Packers and Bears are basically 1-5. Neither one had beat two teams that are 14 wins each. And I just don't think they're ready. The clock management drives me nuts. The game management drives me nuts. And honestly, I really bought into the Matt LaFleur thing, but slowly I'm starting to appreciate him as much as I do Mike McCarthy. And I'm just a little bit worried.
So you don't appreciate Mike McCarthy is what the joke was, right? They won a Super Bowl, took you to the NFC title game three times. Don't appreciate him as a head coach, right?
I don't appreciate the clock management, the game management.
So losing, right? You lose a couple of games, and then that's what we don't appreciate, right?
That sounds about right.
It's his overall body of work so far. Overall, a couple of games overall, I'm not impressed.
Overall body of work, you're not impressed with going to the playoffs 5 of 6 years, back-to-back years with the youngest team in pro football, two trips to the NFC title game. Those are high standards. Those are high standards.
13 win seasons.
It's pretty remarkable. Remarkable stuff. Yeah.
Well, and also very frustrating too. We've had two very, very good, statistically speaking, quarterbacks in Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
We're not doing 30 years of this stuff. I appreciate it. Like, I really do appreciate the call. We're not going to start litigating the last 30 some years because you lose one game in which it doesn't ultimately matter, right? Like, wasn't that what we were being talked about all week long, is the outcome doesn't count? And frankly, Drew, we showcased it did. Again, I'm not saying that we should be handing Matt LaFleur a coach of the year after the game today. Made plenty of mistakes. But this thought that I can't handle this game management and anything else. Like,
yeah, he's a flawed coach who's won almost 70% of his games.
That's remarkable.
As a head coach. So.
Those are good flaws then.
Yeah, I guess.
I get the frustration, but I struggle to give that any bit of oxygen.
Well, we had that, was it last week?
Our first caller. I don't know that I'm sold on this Matt LaFleur guy.
Sold on LaFleur.
Well, I mean, how many Super Bowls has he won?
That's going to happen. Well, there's going to be a lot of movement in the coaching circles, and the Patriots started it by firing Mayo.
Yeah.
And Black Monday is coming, and I'll just say what I always say, is that there's about 25 teams who would take Matt LaFleur sight unseen as their coach.
Gerard Mayo doesn't have a job through our postgame show. If that happened to Matt LaFleur, he would have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, very true. Very true. 877-794-1973. Let's go back down to the locker room. Our report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Packers running back Josh Jacobs. He had a lighter day today, but let's hear what Josh Jacobs had to say as he gets ready for the playoff game against Philadelphia.
Josh, what are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I don't really feel nothing really ready to start next week.
What can you take away from this game as you head into the playoffs?
A lot of guys that, you know, might not get to play all the time, you know, play a lot of key roles in today's game. And I think it was good for them, you know, going forward, to be able to build their confidence and to see what we have, you know, as a team. And I like the fight in the guys today, so I guess we could take that away.
Joshua, you're really able to wipe a loss that quickly and focus on the Philly game already?
Yeah, because it don't matter. I mean, I got 6 carries today, so, yeah.
Josh, what's this going to take for this offense to get in the sink and kind of flip the script and go ahead into the postseason?
I think everybody's got to lock in and on, you know, what we want to do and what we want to accomplish and know that, you know, one loss is you done, you going home. So, you know, the sense of urgency and everything is up. So we just got to know that coming in this whole week, coming in to prepare. Everybody got to be willing to, you know, give 110% of themselves to what we want to accomplish.
Does it truly start anew in the postseason? I know you came here to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Does it start fresh in the playoffs?
Or is it do because everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's do or die. And, you know, the team that normally makes the least amount of mistakes, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever, tends to win those games. So that's what we're going to look forward to try to do, you know, this whole week.
Josh, play a football first time for you in about 3 years. How does that finally feel? That's what you wanted.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, this is, you know, something I've always wanted to do, but I'm not just satisfied with going to the playoffs. I mean, I came here to win the Super Bowl. So for me, really, that's the only thing that's really on my mind. I'm about to, you know, give everything that I got to this and see how it can play out.
How do you feel physically right now? It's been a long season, obviously.
I feel great. I mean, like I said, I got 6 carries today, you know, so I didn't even feel like I played for real. So I feel
good. How tough was it to see Christian Watson go down, an important part of your offense?
Man, I mean, yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, I don't know what he did, but he was in pain. So seeing his face and, you know, talking to him, you know, in here just trying to be encouraging, you know, for whatever he has going on. I know that it hurts us as an offense, but, you know, I'm really more so caring about him as a man. So I'm going to check in with him tonight and make sure he's doing all right.
What can you say to him to help him get through this?
It's not much you can really say. It's something that he's, you know, he's going to have to go through. But the thing is, you just got to make sure he don't get down on himself. And whatever his, you know, process look like, I don't know if he can come back this week or not. He just make sure he attack it, you know, and is in the right state of mind mentally.
Jaden was talking about how this is a little added motivation going against the Eagles again, a redemption story. Do you feel that a little bit?
I mean, definitely for me, because I felt like I played terrible the first time, you know, we played them. So for me, I've been looking forward to this, to seeing them again at some point. You know, they're a good team, man. I mean, I think that for us to go in, you know, and play a good team like that and get a win, I think it would be huge for our team. So I'm looking forward to it.
What gives you confidence as the team enters the playoffs?
Say that again.
What gives you confidence about this team as they enter the playoffs?
Man, I mean, when we are hitting on all cylinders, it's not a lot of teams I feel like that can mess with us in general. It's just more so about doing it on a consistent basis and having the attentiveness to want to do the little things right every play. And I think that's the biggest thing that we have to learn as a young team, is that it's going to take every play, whatever you're doing, you have to strain, you have to be physical, whatever. It's going to take everybody. And I think that's the thing that we got to learn as a unit. And once we learn that, I think the sky's the limit.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs, our locker room reports brought to us by Pato Automy Casino Hotel. He's going to be fresh. 6 carries today. Did you catch that, Billy?
Six carries today.
He had 6 carries and 1 reception. Saquon Barkley will be rested as well. It'll be a matchup of 2 of the best running backs in the league in the first round.
Yeah, in a game in which your best offensive player touches the ball 7 times definitely feels like a game in which, you know, somebody needs to be fired, as the last message we got on the talking text line was, feels like a game where somebody needs to go, even if it's the water kid. Packers are a blocked field goal away from getting swept in the North last year. That's just not right. That's a heck of a bar when you don't have your best foot forward. But I did like Josh Jacobs' reasoning and rationale, Drew, for having confidence going into it, when he said, "Well, we're clicking on all cylinders. I don't know a whole lot of teams that can stop us." Now we need to be able to see that, because we haven't seen them click on all cylinders since, what, late November, early December?
Yeah, I know two things. That one is, if the Packers do get a victory in Philadelphia, no one's going to care about today's result. And that if they win in Philadelphia, it'll be probably August or September before we are reminded that they only won one game in the division this year.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing how playoff success is a giant magic eraser.
Mm-hmm.
You can erase a lot of things. Just like Brandon McManus was almost an eraser today with the long field goal that he hit to put the Packers in front, and they could not hold. We still have plenty to dive into. You got us until 6 o'clock on Packers OT. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt, live from Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org. A campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club, the Gaslight Circle.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Wilson and Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. Packers lose to the Bears today, 24-22 in the regular season finale. Packers fans, check out the all-new Hy-Vee Perks program. Sign up for the totally free Hy-Vee Perks program and enjoy exclusive Perks pricing on hundreds of items in-store and online. Score big savings today at Hy-Vee.com/Perks. Billy, the last game of the season is always good for statistical milestones, to put one on the board.
Incentives.
A lot of incentive clauses as well. And at one point today, the Bears tried a little trickery, but Packers safety Xavier McKinney was not fooled.
Here's the toss to DJ Moore. Gives to Allen. Allen looking to throw. Waits for a receiver. Throws it down the right side. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Packers. Far left sideline. And it's Xavier McKinney. His eighth of the season. The ball came loose. The Packers, I believe, have recovered. McKinney across the 40. And he stays with it. And down he goes. Cooper got it back.
Oh, always hustling. Edgar Cooper recovered. Xavier McKinney with his eighth interception. During the week, Jeff Heffley was asked, how come Xavier doesn't have interceptions like he did on the bench to start the season? It's like, no one throws
it away.
Yeah,
they're throwing it to him.
And this was a wide receiver throwing the ball his way.
Yeah, very, very glad. Now, listen, if you were an individual that may or may not have invested on Caleb Williams throwing an interception, sorry, that doesn't win. There's a lot to a game plan, and the Bears put any and every trick that they had for the 2024 season in this week's game plan, and they were going to run them by hook or crook. They were going to let them out, and Keenan Allen's like, I've been waiting 17 weeks to throw this ball. You got me messed up, and you think I'm throwing it into the stands.
And there was McKinney playing center field. Let's go back down to the locker room. Our report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney.
Mentally, we know that we got one game. We got one chance. And so if we don't do it right, then, you know, we'll be bounced. And that's just the reality of it. So I think that's where we're at mentally. And got to move on from this game. And, yeah.
What would you like to see corrected from this game before next game?
Everything. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, same stuff every week. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, the guys individually, everybody got to look at themselves and say, okay, what do we want to do? You know, how far do we want to take this? And, you know, I think that's just the reality of it.
It seems like it's more a sobering reality in what you're saying. Like, we know what we're up against, so to speak. I mean, am I saying what you're saying correctly? Is that kind of what you're feeling?
I mean, we up against us. It's us versus us. Like, there ain't nobody versus us. It ain't like whoever we play is whoever we play. Like, these games that we have lost, it's been about us. You know, we are, you know, these are self-inflicted wounds. And until we get it corrected, we're going to have the same results. So, you know, hopefully, you know, guys can, we can all, you know, watch this film, see what we need to do. And, you know, come in here ready to work. It's no time to play. You know, it's time. You know, you get one shot.
Do you feel like the prep and the focus was there this week on the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, it was. But at the end of the day, like, all that prep is cool, but you still got to go out there and play Sunday. You can say everything in the world about how you're ready, how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that. When you get to the fight, you got to fight. And that's just what it is. So, you know, like I said, we just got to really look ourselves in the mirror and, you know, correct what we need to correct fast and move on to the next.
What gives you the confidence that this team can correct those things that you need to get corrected?
I mean, I got all the confidence. I mean, like, we got the right guys to do it. We just got to do it, though, you know? So, like I said, we have the guys, we got the coaches, we got everything that we need is right here. Mentally, we have to be ready to lock in and ready to go. That's as simple as it gets.
What was going through your mind before that last play? Like, you know, checking the X's and O's in the situation.
They had zero timeouts. You know, we had to keep them in bounds. And, I mean, that's kind of, we knew what the situation was, obviously. So, we got to be better situationally. So, yeah, they made a play, they made a throw, made a catch. And, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the defense for this upcoming game?
Good team. We played them before. Played them the first game of the season. We got a lot of dynamic players, a lot of explosive players. And we got to be ready to go. Like, it's that simple. We cannot make these mistakes, because if we do, you know, we won't get the result that we want. So,
would you feel this way if they would have missed the field goal at the end?
Same way. It honestly don't matter if we would have won or lost this game. We didn't play good enough today, and that's just what it is. So, I mean, we all know that. And you know, like I said, we got to watch this film and see what we can do.
Very frank comments from Xavier McKinney. He and Josh Jacobs providing good perspective in the Packers locker room following the 24-22 loss to the Bears. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Looking for the most popular answer. What's the worst thing about Wisconsin winters? Gina Della from Pella.
Finding a sitter when snow closes school. Yeah!
It's the time of the year when we just want to be all warm and snuggly at home. And Pella helps make your home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. With inviting doors to let friends and family in and beautiful energy-efficient windows to keep the cold out. Celebrate the new year with 0% interest for up to 3 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply.
For your fellow fanatics. Woo! And your number one fans. For your game day compatriots. And your everyday companions.
Yeah!
For your personal cheerleaders. And your personal heroes. For the reasons you smile, get covered with dental and vision insurance from Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision. Learn more at DeltaDentalWI.com today.
Welcome to the Make It Jingle with Kris Kringle podcast. Today, we're talking to Jan from Toyota.
All about Toyota-thon.
Hi.
So, Jan, got any red Tacomas?
Yeah, we have a great selection of vehicles, including Tacomas.
After my big job, I'm taking the missus down to Florida to go surfing.
Did you say Florida? Can the elves and I go too?
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyota-thon, which ends on January 6th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. If you've been involved in an accident, choose the team with the winning record for more than 50 years. The team that has collected over $1 billion for their clients. The team I would call, Hupe and Abraham. Pick the winning team. The team with the win or its free guarantee. Call 1-800-800-5678. 1-800-800-5678. Or on the web at Hupe.com. Hupe and Abraham, available 24-7, 365. Visit Hupe.com today.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Wilson and Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. For the last time this season, Packers lose today 24-22 to the Chicago Bears on Cairo Santos's 51-yard walk-off field goal. Today's turning point of the game, well, it could be one of the field goal, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, but we go deeper than that. Tis the season to enjoy a great deal at Toyota-thon. Hurry into your local Toyota dealer. Give yourself the gift of great savings. Visit Toyota.com for more information. Toyota, let's go places. Our turning point of the game was painful on a number of levels. Let's hear it.
Long count. Here's the handoff. Reed bouncing to the left to the outside. Makes a turn. Forced out of bounds. Short of the first down. Excellent pursuit. Tremaine Edmonds denied. Reed to turn the corner and get that first down. Wow. Loss of one.
At that point, the Packers trailed by a point. And Jaden Reed on fourth down. Packers went for it. Lost a yard, and then the Bears went in and scored after that.
Yeah, and it could have even been worse than that, Drew. Like, they go down, score. DJ Moore has a fantastic play down the sideline, tiptoes his way into the end zone. And then the Bears go for two to try to make it a nine-point game. They don't convert. There's a holding call on the Packers inside the end zone, which then makes it a half the distance to the goal penalty. And the Bears kicked it. So, you know, most common sense would say if you're going to go for it from the 2.5 yard line, it would be easier to convert from the 1.25 yard line. But the Bears decided to then kick it and keep it an 8-point game where right there, it, you know, may have been the only reason why there was as much drama late as there was.
That was flabbergasting. Right, let's go back down to the locker room. Our report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I would just say, like, for me personally, I just got to be better overall. I haven't been playing good ball lately. If we want to progress in the playoffs, you know, that's not how you know, we got to play. We got to play way better than we did today. Just hounding in on the details, protecting the ball, that's protecting the team. First and foremost, that's on me. So I got to be better. If I want to be a leader and a good player in this league, I got to be able to do that. So,
how would you describe how you're feeling now?
Man, I don't really have too many words for it, but, you know, I'm fortunate that we, you know, came out with this result today. Obviously, you know, we wanted to be on the other end, but it's time to lock in on the postseason. So, thank God that's not our last game. And, you know, we gotta prepare like it. So, to continue to finish out strong.
You sound deflated, team-wise, individual. You sound deflated right now. Can you switch that? Obviously, the stakes get a whole lot higher next week.
Yeah, you know, every game is a new game. Every week, a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset. You know, 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Jaden Reed. He had two catches today for 48 yards, and he also carried the ball three times for a total of 3 yards.
Yeah, he's not lying, Drew. He has not been playing his best ball of the season lately, and they're going to need Jaden Reed to be the best version of himself going into that postseason game if they're going to have any chance. Remember, he had a big game against Philadelphia in Week 1. See if he can in Week 1 of the playoffs.
We've reached halftime of Packers OT. Another hour to go. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and Green Bay Packer football. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the season. If you'd like to hear your business as an advertiser on these broadcasts, simply give us a call Monday morning at 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. We have several ways that you can get on the air and be heard.